And let's have a quick look at sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hi there.
Hi there, friend.
In rugby league, South Sydney pays homage to Greg Inglis and smashes Brisbane into the bargain.
Yeah, Fran, the score 38-6 as Wayne Bennett's South Sydney prevailed over Anthony Seibold's Brisbane with a few of South Sydney's try scorers reprising their retiring teammate Greg Inglis's famous Goanna celebration. And just an observation, Fran, rugby league supporters are more maturely appreciative of such a visible expression of Indigenous culture than some of those in Australian rules football, who of course booed Adam Goods out of the game when he did something similar. Now, the celebrations last night included those from Cody Walker, who had a night out in Myrtle and Cardinal, scoring 2 tries and, as they say, having a hand in a third, and he's now being furiously pushed for a game in an all-blue New South Wales jumper. And speaking of mate against mate, state against state, Fran, Cameron Smith has formally ruled out making a comeback for Queensland this year, and guess what? There are still a lot of people, and on both sides of the Tweed River, who still refuse to believe it won't happen. And for many of them, they won't change their minds until the final siren in State of Origin 3, Fran.
Okay, and just briefly in tennis, Ayla Tomljanovic is into the semis of the clay court tournament in Morocco we were discussing yesterday.
Yeah, overnight, Fran, she's defeated the Swede Rebecca Peterson 6-2, 6-4 in Rabat. That means she now plays Joanna Konta, who's done a reverse Tomljanovic, if we can call it that. Konta was born in Sydney, but has chosen to represent Great Britain, while, of course, Tomljanovic is originally from Croatia, but has chosen Australia. Her form against Konta is mixed. She beat the Briton in the Brisbane International, but lost in 3 sets at the Australian Open. But she's back to the semi-final. She made the final last year and lost it. Let's hope she can go that one little bit better, Fran.
In the AFL, the sad news of the death of Mike Williamson, the man who gave the sport 2 of its immortal lines.
Fran, he was a long-time commentator, mainly on Channel 7, and much loved for it, particularly in Melbourne. He gave us, I tipped this, in the 1966 Grand Final, as it looked headed for a draw until Barry Breen's fabled behind, gave St Kilda its one and only premiership. And proving himself a big-game commentator in the 1970 Grand Final, his greatest moment, as Carlton's legendary number 25 ascended to the heavens to take the mark, came the Williamson crescendo. Out on the wing position, on the members' side, oh, Jezelenko! You beauty, Alex Jezelenko taking the mark that many believe turned the game in Carlton's favour after they were 44 points behind at halftime. Now, Williamson has died at the age of 90, but Fran, his words will go on forever. And tonight, it's Collingwood against Port Adelaide, and I've tipped this, Fran, the Magpies, to win.
Okay, and in rugby union, a huge weekend ahead for the sport, but it's before we get anywhere near the playing field.
Fran, tomorrow and if necessary Sunday have been set aside for Israel Folau's tribunal hearing after his homophobic social media comments. The game is tearing itself apart on this, something that's unlikely to stop whatever the decision of the tribunal, which is made up of a couple of silks, John West and Kate Eastman, and a Court of Arbitration for Sport judge, John Boltme. Now, he's representing the Rugby Union Players Association, and he's a man with a lifetime's commitment to human rights, so he's well qualified to determine whether Rugby Australia is breaching Folau's freedoms or merely sticking to the letter of an employment contract, which in return for $4 million asks Israel Folau to perform brilliantly within the rules on the field and abide by Rugby Australia's social media rules off it, the same one his teammates respect. And as we've seen in politics this week, Fran, even this morning, there are a lot of people out there looking for new employment after getting things wrong on social media.
That's right. Warwick, thank you very much. It's 23 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.